The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
Oh, look at that. I knew something about a punk band.
Just some old fat drunk dudes jumping up and down.
This tree just planted itself right on top of the cement.
I did watch a YouTube video today.
My dad mashed potatoed
of
Enema
Chris Carrava.
Aaron doesn't know who Chris Carrava is. It's so good.
That's great.
We're back.
Here we are.
We're here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tree of Punks.
I'm going to jump right in and I just need to ask you guys, where do you stand on trail mix?
On trail mix?
Yeah. Just the
download. It's hard. Bad trail mix is just trash. Like a bad, cheap, crappy trail mix. But there are good trail mixes. The ones that are a little more expensive at like a Trader Joe's, prepackaged good one. With like, I like the little date palm tree, date extrusion little things.
Is it just like turds? It can't be a whole one. It's got to be a piece.
It's just a bit of date in there. Good trail mixes are really good. Bad ones are really bad.
And the bad ones are abundant.
Yes. Yeah. Like a trail mix with stale peanuts in it is gross.
But even the good ones, I'm kind of ambivalent about. Like...
Yeah, I'm mostly there too. Like even a good trail mix, I still would rather eat food.
Yeah, and I guess I'm being very liberal with trail mix because I think there might be some standard things. And I'm also weird. Like my least favorite thing in like the standard, I would call it trail mix, like the one from Costco.
The M&Ms.
I don't like M&Ms.
No.
Actually, I really like peanut butter M&Ms.
Sure.
The malt ball ones I like, the crispy M&Ms.
Yeah.
But regular ones, no.
No, a lot of times, in fact, you'll see it in like internet meme type things like, the only thing I ate out of the trail mix was the M&Ms is the best part. And it's very much the opposite.
Yeah. The thing with that is like in trail mix, they typically have just the plain M&Ms. And that's the only time I like plain M&Ms.
Because they're better than the other things?
No, I like them along with the dried fruits and the nuts. Normally, I won't touch plain M&Ms because they're boring and dull. I go with the pretzel.
So in a way, the trail mix, which is maybe kind of meant to be a healthy-ish food.
Yeah.
Actually is the thing that's making you eat the most garbage fake chocolate.
Yeah. It's like when people take a bunch of junk and put it on top of lettuce, call it a salad, and think they're eating healthy. Like, I will grab a bag of trail mix and be like, this is the way I get my daily dose of M&Ms.
What about raisins?
I like raisins just fine. I think they're pretty good even.
I like them.
If you take a moment and just take a single raisin and just put it in your mouth and just like focus on the flavors that you get from a single raisin.
Focus on nothing but the raisin.
No, I mean, raisins are pretty awesome. They taste very good.
I love raisins. I love them.
Love?
That's a strong word. I feel feelings of care and feelings of want and need and desire toward raisins.
Do you care about the raisins or do you care for the raisins?
Let's talk about something less dumb.
No, no, I just needed to, now I'm going to take credit for this important conversation because
I'm glad you are.
Because trail mix is controversial and we just jumped right into it and I needed to make sure that happened.
All right. Well, maybe I'll re-welcome everybody after listening to that rambling. But we are glad to be back with you and welcoming you to another edition of Punk Nibbles.
Punk Nibbles, yeah.
Punk Nibbles. So a quick-ish chat and check in with each other along with some libations and hopefully talk about some tunes and stuff, yeah?
There's not even trail mix out on the table to have prompted this conversation.
No, there is not.
All right. Well, I've got a beer here that I was pretty excited to try. It seemed kind of cool. It's called Janice Hoplin. That would be a play on hops and
Juniper berries
and Janice Joplin. It's an IPA by Lycum Brewing Company. I recently went up to the Portland area and visited a few breweries. Picked this up at one, and it's solid, just absolutely solid standard IPA. I wouldn't say it's particularly West Coast style or New England style. It's just kind of straightforward, very straightforward.
That sounds straight.
Yeah, I'm liking it. Janice Hoplin by Lycum Brewing Company.
Awesome. I'm sipping on a little Speedway Stout from Alesmith. I think this is... Well, Alesmith is probably my... Definitely one of my favorite breweries here in San Diego. Okay. And Speedway is just... I mean, that's a solid choice from them anytime. What year is this, Mike?
I'm also drinking this, so if you hear me tasting the flavors, this is an old bottle. It's from July 1st, 2013.
Ooh, that is old.
That's pretty old. 8 years.
It's a little over 8 years old.
And this is the kind of thing that, yes, we each have a glass here, because if you're drinking this on your own,
it's a sharing
couple of things going on.
Yeah, it's 12%. And thick. It's a thicky.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of it?
I haven't even
beer that's been around for a while. Sometimes fantastic, and sometimes it can get oxidized and be weird.
It looks like it has no carbonation whatsoever.
Mm.
There's a little.
There is some. I feel the bubbles.
It's not completely flat, but Speedway Stout is never like highly carbonated, anyways.
Yeah, it's not as flat as it looked.
You know, no, it's got like tight bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Is that effervescent?
Yeah.
It
also feeling. Is high enough alcohol that you also get tongue buzz.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
There's like the alcohol tongue buzz a little bit.
Yeah. But the alcohol doesn't taste terribly strong. Right? Like it'd be easy to drink way too much of this.
Mm-hmm. That polar bear right there.
Oh,
are you drinking that too?
I was drinking a polar seltzer water because I like them.
Does that have alcohol in it or no alcohol?
No alcohol. I'm trying to not drink a whole lot on weeknights so I can stay sharp for my students.
They're
not staying sharp.
Another polarizing food item.
Ooh,
you got the trail mix, and now we've got sparkling water.
Is it
there's
controversial?
People that don't like it, they hate it. They don't know what's wrong with us. If you like, and we feel the same way about them. Taste this; it tastes great. And they're like, but it doesn't have any sugar in it. And you say,
yeah,
I know.
Maybe it's kind of like it's kind of like alcohol, right? Like some people hate it. Like I don't think that I. In fact, I remember the first beer I ever had And it was a
Heineken.
It was a Miller Lite. And I thought it was totally disgusting. I think I still probably think Miller Lite isn't very good, but I do like beer.
Yeah.
So it might be like that. It's like wine. I don't get it. I'm open in admitting that I don't understand wine.
You just don't understand grapes.
I'm just not like 55-year-old like white lady enough.
I don't know. I'm not 55, and I'm also not a lady, for sure.
And you get it?
I get it. I like wine.
I didn't say I don't like wine. I don't understand. Like, I guess it's about growing the grapes, not about making the wine.
Well, wine makes itself. You just leave those grapes in a bucket. You're gonna
like
get
having
wine.
Brewed beer. It's so much more complicated. Scientifically, like brewing beer is much more complicated than making wine. There are multiple products being harvested in different places, aged in certain ways, concocted in certain ways. Maybe like a blend wine that's intentional, but I don't know how much that's a real thing.
I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
We are here. Wow. Where is I going with this? Our listeners aren't going to hear this for a couple weeks probably, but we are sandwiched between a couple of very important events. Yesterday was the recall vote for Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, recall vote?
Vote, yeah.
I guess.
We voted to recall or
we're out here in, what do we call it? California.
California, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we're a bunch of libtards in California, I believe is what we are here.
And the libtards didn't lose this one? Is that
Gavin Newsom was up for recall, and some people were like, get him out, he's no good, and I was like, yeah. And then there was a whole list of people instead of him, and I was like, also nah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
There were some weird people.
It was a pretty wild bunch of foos, huh?
Yeah, there was more than 40 candidates, right?
Some of the names on there, it lists their name and then like just who they are, like how you would know them, and it would be like, oh, this person is an educator on the school board of education, or like this person is an entrepreneur and small business owner, and some of them included the word celebrity.
Yeah,
some of them, I think there was like a YouTube personality on there. Yeah. There was there's a lady in Malibu known as something Barbie. Basically, she's got giant fake breasts, dolls herself up, and then drives around Malibu in a pink Corvette, and she was running.
Yeah, but we also did this before, and we ended up with Arnold Schwarzenegger as our governor.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
But we didn't have an Arnold this time. Like, we had
Larry Elder.
No Arnold.
Larry is no Arnold, that's for sure.
No. No. But he did seem maybe this guy deserves one. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Yesterday was a day. I had a very interesting interaction with a very hyped, Larry Elder.
An enthusiastic.
He just a Larry Elder people. Enthusiast.
He just wanted people to vote. He just wanted people to vote.
I don't think
he didn't just want people to vote. I don't think he would want us three to vote.
No. Definitely not. So that was one side of the sandwich, Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And 2 days from now, on Friday, a band from Orange County that I have liked for a very long time and that broke up back in, 2 years ago. It was only 2 years ago. Has gotten back together and are releasing a 7-inch.
Whoa.
With.
It's on the loose.
Okay. This is a precursor to another full length that's coming out.
Whoa.
7 isn't enough.
The title, and you can imagine I love this title, is the Anti-Complicity Anthem.
There you go.
Man, that is just, that's kind of crazy since that's the thing you've been carving into your arm with a ballpoint pen since you were in ninth grade.
Yes. Uh-huh. And we haven't mentioned this band. This band is Ignite. So if we've got any Ignite fans listening to this, By the time this comes out, I hope you have bought it or at least listened to it and are getting ready to buy the full length. I'm excited about this. And we don't know who the singer is. They still have not announced that. I think they're going to announce that on Friday when they release it.
Amazing. So anybody can order this 7-incher?
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody.
They're releasing it digitally also, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I think they said there's two songs. There's one that's going to be from their upcoming full length, and then one B-side. So two brand new songs people haven't heard before. I'm pretty stoked.
Ignite. And would you say that's not what you've been listening to? That's just something that you're excited about coming up.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah. We also, tomorrow is an important day on the calendar, especially here. We are recording in San Diego, which is a part of the country of Mexico, except for the United States kind of just took it.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
But tomorrow is September 16th, which is Mexican Independence Day. It's a really important day.
Because you don't know your history.
Because you're wider than me. But I'm excited. I'm one of the schools that I work for is having a little kind of midday break and party during the school day, and there's like bringing in DJs, and they're gonna have a lowrider show and stuff, and so I'm excited to go check that out.
I think we're gonna have a taqueria at our school.
You said that fairly well.
I've been working on my Espanol.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have a dude making tacos?
Si.
The easy way to say it, it's a taquero.
Taquero.
Un taquero.
Un taquero.
You're saying quiero, which means like I want or love you. So it's, you're not having a
te quiero.
A te quiero. Taquero. You're not having a te quiero. Taquero. You're having taquero.
Taquero. Good.
That's perfect. Great.
Te quiero también, Aaron.
That's cool. Like for everybody, for all the students and everyone, or for the staff?
Everyone, I think.
Wow. That's amazing. That's really good.
Cool.
We also have been listening to some tunes, Jesse. You look like you're really ready to go for it.
I've had a few car rides where I was on my own.
Which I want to stop really quick. I have to interrupt you.
I'm good. Is there a possum?
No, I'm just hearing in the distance. We actually have the national anthem of Mexico playing through a speaker near us. So I think we'll just pause for a second. And so what you are hearing is in the distance, there are some families around us having some festivities, partly because that's what we do, and also because tomorrow is Mexican Independence Day, so people are very happy. And we are in Jesse's backyard, and Jesse and his family, they are the white people.
The ones.
Right?
I get, yeah. Yes, that is the color that appears on my skin.
Well, and more, I'm saying, like, in the neighborhood you live in, you are in a very overwhelmingly, I would say, your neighbors all look like me.
Yeah, Mexican-American or Chicano families, a lot of them around, yes. Thanks for not calling that out, but, like, pausing for the music. That was cool.
Yeah, because currently that was what I was listening to.
Exactly. You didn't have a choice. Oh, now they moved on.
Yeah, they did. You'll hear in the background. That's cool. Jesse, you were about to say.
I've had a few car rides that were on my own. They don't tend to be long because I live very close to where I work, and I also have a wife and children, so I don't tend to get like alone time in the car to like listen to podcasts or play some music. But a few short car rides I've had recently, I cranked some music to a volume that my wife would not approve of, which is fine. I can admit that it's too loud. It's too loud. But the music is worth cranking, and I've continued being into the newest album by O Sleeper. It is just it's.
I keep forgetting that I really want to listen to it more.
It's so big. It's just so big. Just It's great. A few songs that I think I've mentioned specifically, the song Mutinous, but another song worth listening to, probably play a section of it here, is the song Fisher, or the song Two Ships of Bane and Existence. The whole album just rips all the way through. And so I've had a few car rides that really cranked that one up. Feeling returns like a sergeant's shovel ringing nerve. So send it back from the phantom bus.
So I, at my school, lead a weight training session, class-ish of some sort, after school, and I will usually, like, rotate through my students and let them pick something to listen to, and All That Remains, surprisingly, has been really popular with my students, and it's they're a band that I haven't listened to in a while, really. But I'd forgotten how much I like them.
Yeah.
They've got just really technical guitar parts. The vocals are really great. Guitars are nice and big, kind of warm in parts. Yeah, so that's something I've been
kind of
big and warm in parts. Mike, what have you been listening to?
I hope we're going to do this a couple times, because I'd love to talk about a couple of things.
I was just going
to
mention that I have been into the album by All That Remains, The Fall of Ideals, for a long time.
I haven't listened to it at all. Should I listen to it?
Yeah, you should listen to that.
Gosh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just put it on at the office. Like that. Sounds like a PlayStation game.
You just don't get it. You're too old.
Yeah. It grinds and it rips and it shreds all at the same time.
Great. I'm glad it grinds and rips and shreds. So one thing I've been listening to a lot, actually, and I think I've talked to both of you about it. I know Aaron mentioned it, mentioned this artist on a show quite a while ago.
Long time ago.
But I've been listening to a whole bunch of
Death by Stereo.
not Death by Stereo. Thank you, Jesse.
Because he mentioned it once a long time ago.
I've been listening to a whole bunch of David Ramirez, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. I'm excited to see him play coming up in San Diego in about a month from when we're recording this. But I've been listening to all of his stuff. But I just think that his album Apologies is incredible, and it's personal to me. And I've been like kind of poring over lyrics and listening to it over and over and over again for quite a while.
I'm gonna hop on that train today. I got nowhere to go, but no reason to stay. In 4 years, I've traveled 160,000 miles. And the wind keeps pulling me out. Maybe I go cause I'm chasing something. Maybe I go cause something is chasing me. Maybe I leave cause I've yet to find someone to look me in the face and say, stick around. I want. on you next to me is a cigarette. There ain't no reason to flee. Yeah, the road's been hard.
Oh, yes. Why is it so satisfying to just take an empty can and just chuck it at a fence? What? Yes! I've been doing it for a while. There's something just very satisfying about it. Well, I don't know that either of you are going to agree with what else I've been listening to a bit recently. I don't know if it will sit well with you, but I think I've mentioned it before that I listened to it. Machine Gun Kelly's pop punk album.
Oh, yeah, that's not sitting well with me at all.
I guess it helps that I already knew you were going to feel that way, but he has his album called Tickets to My Downfall. It's pop punk. It's got Travis Barker as well, and it works for me, and I know it doesn't work for you, and so be it.
Criticize my life, you know so much about. I will not minimize the fact that you counted me out. Told all the bad news and left all the good shit out. Fuck! At least make it look good while you're lying to me. God damn it, I'm trying to find inner peace, but it's World War III.
I was gonna say, I like Travis Barker. He is an amazing drummer. But for some reason, I have never really gotten into any of the projects that he's been on. Even like Blink-182, I prefer everything Dude Ranch and before, that didn't have Travis Barker.
Even though you think he's a good percussionist.
He's a very good percussionist. His percussioning is very percussion-y.
Percussive.
Very well, percussive.
Yeah. Yeah, I have heard some of the Machine Gun Kelly stuff. And it's... Yeah, it's an attempt to see if pop punk will sell. I don't know if it was successful.
Yeah, I don't know either, other than the fact
that... I remember he was on Saturday Night Live, I think, or something.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, like a year ago.
Yeah, was it that long ago?
Like he has a pink guitar or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think it's a signature model. I was seeing that advertised a lot.
He had a signature model?
Was
it an Ibanez?
I can't remember.
I should know. I think he's holding it on the album cover.
Oh, you know how much I've stared at the album cover, right?
I don't know.
Just like longingly looked at it. Like, oh man.
No, how long, Mike?
Machine Gun Kelly, pop punk, I need this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't. My other record that I was thinking... I guess I'll mention. So a couple episodes ago, and I mentioned, this is like the second episode in a row where I've had to admit this. Because our last show, I talked about how I'd been listening to Longfellow a lot because I hadn't mentioned them on our 1999 episode.
Right.
Well, also the other band that my high school friend Caesar mentioned after the 99 episode came out just crushed me again, because the two bands he noticed I missed were Longfellow and, in 1999, a band I've talked about a few times on the show before, No Motive, released And the Sadness Prevails.
You got that vinyl, right?
Yeah. So there's remasters of that record, and I got the vinyl. It came with a bonus 7-inch with some like new fun things, and yeah. So I'm so sorry, No Motive. You are forever in my heart, and it's because of 1999. I can't believe I forgot about it.
How'd that feel, Jesse?
You know, it felt like a good whip towards the fence, and I thought it was a pretty good contact. pretty good contact with the fence. It made a decent crack noise. Yeah. What would you rate it?
This is a personal thing, and I feel like if you enjoyed the noise, you got good feedback from it, then it was good.
Right, but your feedback has now specifically been requested. So you go ahead and say all the thoughts you have, good and bad.
Ugh. Fuck off, Jesse.
Wait, didn't you throw one over there and get a pretty good can?
Yeah, I wasted all my positive feedback on my students today, so you don't get any.
Did you give your students positive feedback today?
Probably more than was deserved.
Wow, good job.
Actually, that's not entirely true. I got a kid who's really been rocking it. He deserves some positive feedback when I give it to him.
Anyways, we've gone through a whole bunch of music, just playing some pretty fun clips and just connecting on some things. Anything else before we finish up the Speedway Stout?
I will say we haven't talked about Death by Stereo on this podcast today.
And we did.
We mentioned about mentioning them.
That's enough. Sometimes, Dan, we love you, Dan. Sometimes that's enough, man.
Mike, fuck off.
You actually didn't talk about how you hung out with them yet.
Like, yes, I was about to talk about that.
Were you actually recently? Talk about that? You actually got to go.
I brought up Death by Stereo because I was going to talk about Death by Stereo we need to talk about Death by Stereo.
Calm down,
because
man.
This is
calm down.
The Death by Stereo tree.
You're turning green.
Anyways, they did come to San Diego and play at the Brick by Brick with Adamantium and
someone you didn't care about?
18 Visions.
Okay.
I don't know why that slipped my mind. 18 Visions.
Not Audio Visions.
No, 18 Visions.
That was 18 Kansas. Visions.
Anyways, Death by Stereo did not disappoint, like always. They were crazy and nuts. And what other synonyms for crazy can I use?
Wild?
Wild. They were definitely wild.
Were they wiling out?
For shizzle.
Extravagant.
No, I don't know if you would use the term extravagant. Yes.
Ballistic.
Dan, actually, the entire band except for Ephraim. Dan was cool enough to hang out with me. We smoked a cigarette. Talked about breasts. We talked about lifting. We talked about ukuleles. Old fancy pianos, a pretty wide variety of topics.
So he's a scholar.
He is.
Did you get to the bottom of the question, why is boobs good?
No, that's a question science cannot answer.
I agree.
And neither can we.
And you used to know science.
I did science for a little while.
Yeah.
I dabbled.
Should everyone dabble in science?
Everybody needs to dabble in science.
Okay. And then Googling things is science, right?
No, Googling things is not science.
But what if you find things that prove you're right?
That were
still not science.
That were proven by science and Google just finds
them. What if
them?
There were scientists that say something's true?
Jesse, Mike, thank you very much for bringing that up. Science can't prove shit. It can support theories. If scientists say something is true, don't listen to those scientists.
And I mean like two. If I find these two scientists or doctors that say something, that means it's scientifically doctoral.
That's for sure not science.
Do you guys use FDA-approved toothpaste?
No.
You know, actually, this is interesting. I've been
salt
using
salt and ants.
I've been using Dirt Don't Hurt.
Is that toothpaste?
It's actually a powder made out of clay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a menthol clay. And I wet my toothbrush.
Wait, like cigarettes?
And I dip it in this powder. And then I brush my teeth with this powder. And it in my mouth becomes creamy and toothpaste-y, kind of. And it's weird when I spit because it's like dirt, like brown dirt.
Yeah. And
but
so,
I think it works well.
Do you have any thoughts that maybe there's like a clay buildup in your pipes?
I thought about that this morning because I kind of got a little bit of extra liquid, like water, in the little jar of Dirt Don't Hurt toothpaste. And there was like a clump. And as I like dumped it into the sink, I thought, oh, that's clay that I'm putting down my drain.
Yeah. Is anybody else here among us three the champion of tangents more so than myself?
No, you're for sure the champion.
No, you're the greatest of all time.
You're welcome. I mean, if we were having some important, deep, philosophical, theological conversation and I derailed it, sure. But we weren't. So we could talk about toothpaste.
We can't. And as we're talking about toothpaste, as we're talking about toothpaste, Jesse is going to bring us the most awesomely connected song about toothpaste, or close to it, you've ever heard right now. Minty sandwich, minty, minty sandwich, minty sandwich, minty, minty sandwich, minty sandwich, minty, minty sandwich. And right here, this is his best take on trail mix. Drop it.
Well, anyways, that was a bit of music and a bit of tangents. But anyways, we've enjoyed this time together, and we should we're gonna go ahead and sign off. Let's sign off.
Yeah, let's definitely say goodbye.
Should we have Aaron sign us off from his current state?
Yeah, Aaron, you want to sign us off from way over there?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron.
That probably didn't get picked up by a microphone.
Probably not.
What is he doing over there?
He's peeing in your yard.
Oh, he's peeing in the corner of the yard. You know what? He was welcome to go in the house, but sometimes it's easier. Well, again, I'm Jesse for Mike and Aaron here at the Punk Tree. Take care and be well. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.